This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I just hear it did the crackling sound. Welcome back. Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The home of the at-one thumb stock. Thumb hole stock, excuse me. Thumb stock. Okay. And let me try that again. Indeed, the home of the at-one thumb hole stock, or as I call it, the answer to everything that I was asked a whole lot of times when the first at-one stock came out. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. And I want to take this moment, because I don't know if it's going to play this show or not, but I want to welcome back somebody who's been with me before and is back with me again. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to STI International.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform. Dominate. At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom. Win. We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We're going to enter that one in the Gun Radio Awards contest, which since I'm the only one entered, I should do very well. But check them out at stiguns.com. And excuse me for having the busy voice, or the busy throat, rather, because the pollen is out. but as I sit here, and let me remind you one more time, next week I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be here live. I'm going to be building the new studio, installing the new studio, and moving out of the Mold Motel. The 29th is the last day in the motel, and I'm going somewhere where they don't have any mold. There will still be pollen, but there won't be no mold. So, bear that in mind as we go forward. Now, a lot of my friends in the gun media world, the bloggers and some of the other radio people, they'll get out there and tell you, I'm not going to publicize this rampage killer by saying his name out loud because that's what he wants. Associated Press asked this question. Should media avoid naming the gunmen in mass shootings? Which, of course, since they're Associated Press, they use, you know, terminology like that. These guys are not gunmen. When I go to the range, I'm a gunman. These guys are rampage murderers. They said criminologists who study mass shootings say the vast majority of shooters are seeking infamy and soak up the coverage as a guide, which is interesting because a lot of them end up dead. So I don't know how saying Adam Lanza makes him happy because he's dead. Now, in a way, it's sort of nice to see the news organizations catch up. But I say, when we get out there and we make them anonymous, we're sort of, it sort of leaves, I remember when Colin Ferguson shot up the Long Island subway train. And they were naming him the whole time, but the whole time they were naming him, every time they would do it, they would stick up a picture of his Ruger P-89 pistol. So that was, I didn't know what he looked like until he was defending himself in court. And because of that, I sometimes think it makes it easier when we don't want to lay the blame at the hands of the assailant, of the criminal, of the rampage murderer, to just concentrate on the gun for these people. I, in a way, I sort of think it plays into their hands. So, gun rights, gun owner rights advocates, you know, I know plenty of them. They come here, and they don't like the gratuitous publicizing. You know, using certain terms like, you know, the thing about the phrases and the terminology that they use, like gunman, shooting. I go out and I shoot. These guys are committing murder. So this latest maniac, and I don't know his name, or I'd be laying it at his feet. I don't know his name yet. In his manifesto, he dismissed notoriety as one of his goals, writing, did you carry out, you know, the question was, did you carry out the attack for fame? He said, no, carrying out an attack for fame would be laughable. The reason he carried out his attack, though, it was as far as wanting to be the thing that lit the fuse, he did a very good job of that. He, you know, but I don't know if that holds true for all of these shooters, all of these killers, but the point is that none of us has conclusive information to state with certainty how prevalent the desire for media immortality among these killers is. Now, certainly people like Charles Manson, yeah, he was in it for the notoriety. He loved the attention, but Charles Manson was a different kind of killer. Now, he certainly killed people in his lifetime, but he was not. He didn't kill anybody in the Tate murders. And I don't think he killed anybody. I think he went in and disabled the LoBiancas and tied them up, but I don't think he killed any of them. He got his followers to kill them. So with these types of killers that go in there and do it, the Zodiac killer comes to mind. The Zodiac killer wanted notoriety. He wanted to be published. He wanted a lot of things like this. Nowadays, some of these attacks, well, I don't know if they have the same sort of motivation. But making a feelings-based conclusion is what a gun grabber does, and suppressing information, even if it's ugly, does not serve the interests of the truth, which I'm just in it for the truth. I'm not in it to try to be, to out-virtue anybody. So, without the ability to check what we're being told for ourselves, we are dependent on what the authorities pass on to the authorized journalists to parrot. And unfortunately, social media sites are generally quick to join in the scrubbing. But that doesn't happen instantly, and there's often a window of opportunity to see what our own unfiltered research can uncover. So, you know, we've been told that this guy was a right-winger, except he was a... He wrote, I mostly agree with Sir Oswald Mosley's views and consider myself an eco-fascist by nature. The nation with the closest political and social value to my own is the People's Republic of China. But, you know, we didn't see on the headline on CNN was not commie killer exploits gun-free zone for bloodbath. His ideological mentor, Mosley, was a genuine fascist, not one of the people who believe in individual liberty like that Antifa and increasingly progressive Democrats smear with that insult. So it's hardly surprising that the New Zealand killer disparaged what he called the myth of the individual. But I'm not going to be withholding the names of these guys anymore. And I may actually get into a conversation with somebody about that. I need to invite somebody to come on and have a conversation about it. You know, it needs to be part of the general discussion. Some would say it won't be, but it will be with me. And I know just who to invite on that, so stay tuned for that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
repeat. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, recently, and bear with me now, recently, a non-government organization, Truth in Accounting, published a report about the financial condition of the 75 largest cities in America. And as it turns out, 63 of the 75 in America were not able to pay bills at the end of fiscal year 2017. Bear with me, like I said. The final result of this study was a calculation of the burden borne by taxpayers in these American cities. The formula is simple. The financial balance of the city, positive or negative, is divided by the number of inhabitants. The result is a good assessment of how effectively the city authorities work, depending on the positive or negative financial balance of the city per capita. So let's start with the most financially strong cities. Irvine, California, they were at plus $4,400. Charlotte, $3,400. Washington, D.C., $3,300. Lincoln, Nebraska, $2,900. Fresno, California, $2,500. Historically, in the city of Irvine, both Democrats and Republicans came to power in City Hall. The last time a Democrat was elected mayor of Irvine was in 2012. In Charlotte, North Carolina, Democratic mayors have been elected since 2009, and before that, Republicans dominated the mayor's office. In the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., all the mayors of post-WW2 years have been Democrats. In the city of Lincoln, Nebraska, Democrats and Republicans alternated in power. And Fresno, California, closes the top five of the most financially sound cities in America, in which only Republican mayors have been elected since the beginning of the 21st century. So, in other words, for many years, at the helm of these cities with a brilliant financial future were fiscal conservatives who occasionally could be found among representatives of the Democratic Party and representatives of the Republican Party. And those who earned a pension by working for the city have nothing to worry about. The pension funds of these cities are in good shape. But if we turn to the cities at the bottom of the list, the picture is quite different. The bottom five sinkhole cities: San Francisco at minus $22,600 per head. Right? These numbers I'm giving you are per inhabitant. Honolulu, minus $23,000. Philadelphia, minus $27,900. Chicago, minus $36,000. New York City, minus $64,100. Now, when you see the negative balance of cities at the bottom of a financial abyss and it exceeds the positive balance of those cities at the top, well, then it begins to come into focus, doesn't it? Secondly, the political preferences of the inhabitants of these cities are quite unambiguous. They prefer almost exclusively Democrats. And we're going to look at these five in just a second, in other ways. In San Francisco, the last Republican mayor was elected in 1964. In Honolulu, 1994. In Philadelphia, 1954. And in Chicago, 1931, nearly 100 years in Chicago. In New York, America's city in the most dramatic financial hole, the last real Republican left the office in 2001. And Republican Rudy Giuliani was replaced by pseudo-Republican Michael Bloomberg, who left the Republican Party then. And since 2014, the mayor of New York has been the communist Bill de Blasio, which methodically injects socialism into the city. The financial results of the Democrats' reign are such that the financial debt of Chicago and Philadelphia is about $30,000 per resident. New York has fallen into a financial abyss with more than $60,000 for each resident of the city. And it's not going to get any better in New York. It's going to get worse. If you look at these cities, though, that I'm talking about, you'll find very strong, even in Philadelphia, which Philadelphia is one of those cities where they say they're an A city. So they try to set their own gun control agenda. All of these cities have a very heavy gun control agenda as well, in addition to a lot of taxes on people. So the financial capital of the world is naturally moving toward bankruptcy. And by some estimates, this bankruptcy is inevitable. So pensioners in these cities, where Democratic mayors are traditionally elected, should be prepared for the fact that pension funds in these cities will stop paying out at the most unexpected moment. And nobody expects cardinal replenishment of budgets in these cities. And millionaires and billionaires and ordinary citizens are leaving such financially disadvantaged cities in droves. This is not white flight. This is middle class flight, which covers lots of people. With the departure of the rich, the jobs will go too, and with the departure of ordinary citizens, there goes the skilled workforce. Amazon would have changed a little bit of that, but they had to abandon plans to relocate to New York City because everybody was listening to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Should be noted that in addition to financial collapse, socialist, communist, and social democrats and democratic socialists in New York City chose an additional method of self-extinction and losing political control of the city. As it is known, abortion is allowed in New York City until the very moment of birth. So many young people who have gone through schools of political indoctrination refuse to have children because of the fear of the consequences of global warming. They're not aware of what Margaret Thatcher said. She said, the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. So what soon will remain in New York City? There will be a dump of a politically correct and ideological progressive electorate voting strictly for Democrats. And there won't be any money. The Democrats they vote for will be like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The problem New York is having right now is for a very long time, New York could offset the high state tax rate by deducting against their federal tax. Trump has taken that away. So now the stark reminder that we live in a state with a bunch of high taxes is now suddenly upon them. Cuomo's out there calling this a catastrophic event. De Blasio is out there, you know, he's making it okay to defecate and urinate in the streets, and it's okay to sleep in the streets, and that's going great. Just take a look at how San Francisco is working out. That's just splendid. You can walk around in San Francisco as long as you have some galoshes covering your snake-proof boots so that you, when you're walking through the excrement, you don't get poked with a needle. And then you just got to hope you don't get beat up by an aggressive panhandler. And all the while that's going on, you can't defend yourself because there's no guns allowed. Democratic socialists. Such a romantic sounding phrase, which just primarily leads to hopelessness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Wednesday blamed the late Senator John McCain for pushing the United States into endless wars. The president also says,
John McCain received a fake and phony dossier. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI hoping to put me in jeopardy. And that's not the nicest thing to do.
Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are still under states of emergency after all the flooding took place in each of those states. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on what you can do to help people out in need.
Well, the Red Cross has been great. They've been the ones setting up most of the shelters that we have across our state and serving thousands of meals to take care of the folks. We still have, I think, about 475 people in shelters, and so they've been taking care of them. So a donation to the Red Cross, a monetary donation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The pollen, it's just the pollen. It's just the pollen. That's what I keep telling myself. And then I take something for the pollen, and then that makes me feel worse. There's just no way to live with this. Anyway, I'm just musing out loud. Now, in the aftermath, of these attacks in New Zealand, everyone is having a good old time trying to blame their favorite scapegoat. In the New York Times, a chap named Wajahat Ali blamed Donald Trump and Breitbart News. Another Muslim activist blamed Chelsea Clinton, who in a fatal error apologized. And in a statement of characteristic intellectual originality, old AOC, she blamed the NRA. So good little boys and good little girls, all hating and fearing the scapegoat as they have been carefully taught. But I have a different culprit to blame for all the hate and the division. I blame the educated ruling class that has risen to power and maintains their power by dividing and conquering the masses and teaching them to hate each other. I blame the ID politics masters. You know, first the left taught the workers to hate the middle class. Then it taught the women to hate men. Then they taught the blacks to hate white people. Then it taught the gays to hate straight people. Then the Muslims to hate Jews. And then there's the, you know, then we got to go and start breaking down these classes where, you know, they have to teach hate to hate white working class men, ordinary white guys sorely in need of the privilege of rich parents to boast them into fancy colleges and stuff. So, but, you know, part of it was I got it wrong. The left school is not just about hate. They also, there's also fear, and fear comes, and the fear comes first. First, the left teaches its little darlings to fear, then after the system meets their just demands, the left teaches them to hate. So first the left taught the workers to fear the bosses, then the left taught the workers to hate the bosses, then the left taught the blacks to fear the whites, then the left taught the blacks to hate the whites. So hate comes after fear. You heard it here first. So when did the workers start to show their hate with strike and protest? They did it after the factory owners had rescued them from rural starvation. When did women really start to hate men? Well, right after they got the vote and the sacrament of abortion. And when did blacks really start to hate whites? After the civil rights era, when King gave way to Stokely Carmichael and H. Rapp Brown. When did gay people start hating straight people? Well, after they got gay marriage. So today, of course, we have our stalwart, educated ruling class teaching us from year to year that everyone should hate and fear those evil white nationalists. But then something went wrong. The ones ID'd as the white nationalists started to fight back. And that's not fair. That's not supposed to happen. Let's consult Marxist Georgi Lukacs and his deployment of Marxian dialectics. According to Lawique, for Lukacs, ideology is a projection of the class consciousness of the bourgeoisie, which functions to prevent the proletariat from attaining consciousness of its revolutionary position. I think that's a bunch of balderdash. Let's update this. For me, Christopher Chantrill, woke is a projection of the class consciousness of the educated elite, which functions to prevent the white working class from attaining consciousness of its revolutionary position. You can't imagine how much of a headache I got just trying to put this together. How do you like them apples there, lefties? What with the NRA evilly promoting revolutionary gun culture among the white working class and all? I'm just trying to point out that everything from the left and the educated class, including and the, is and always has been a lie. In the words of Senator Lindsey Graham, boy, you all want power, God, I hope you never get it. Yeah, well, that's what politics is all about, especially politics on the left. And what is the fundamental and evil folly of the left? It thinks, from the commanding heights of the academy to the urban playgrounds of the well-born millennial, that the crying need to transform the world with more politics, well, they, in a word, it's just socialism. So, here's the prophet Nietzsche, you know, writing way back in 1878 in Human, All Too Human, that socialism can serve to teach in a truly brutal and impressive fashion where danger there lies, what danger there lies in all accumulations of state power, and to that extent implant mistrust of the state itself. Man, what did you figure out back in 1878? That is with what all the hate and fear of the left school of hate is all about, the accumulations of state power. The whole point of the plight of the workers, the women, the blacks, the gays, is to accumulate state power for the educated elite, period. And it serves the rulers right if, after 150 years, the workers now marinating in the toxic masculinity of white nationalism should turn around and bite them in the neck. Now I've got an idea. We could elect a president who can soften all the angry voices with a unifying call to make America great again. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry about that. Sorry, that's not what anybody really wants, right? Nobody wants for America to be great, because America was never great, right? I mean, we were never great. We never, you know, we never transformed. How many nations out there transformed the way we have transformed over time in such a rapid pace? I know 1776 was not just yesterday, but I mean, we are a relatively young country, and I have been places that have in cultures that have existed for thousands of years that we've had to go in and bail out. You would have thunk that by now they would have figured out how to take care of themselves, wouldn't you? So they're too busy pontificating about this and that and the other. The ones that we have conquered, the ones we have saved, they're just out there just, you know, constantly telling us how we have to be. But the left, it's all about, it's just like Tony Montana said in Scarface. First, you got to get the money. Then you got to get the power. ID politics is it's designed to put us all into one little segment. I would be in the white, aging, bald, gun-owning, white nationalist, racist, you know, there's a lot of things I would be. Because once these groups, you know, men and women, we just can't have those groups. You got to have gay men, gay women, trans men, trans women. We got to have all these groups. Black men, black women. White men, white women. We got to have all these groups. We can't just be human. Which, no matter what they say, we actually all are. So in the meantime, I blame that rampage killing on the educated elite and all the hate they've driven up. That guy was a student of that hate, and he graduated. He graduated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, the home of the At-One Thumbhole Stock. The answer to all the questions on stocks. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. I get that not everyone agrees with me on guns. We live in a world where people can't even agree on what color a freaking dress is from time to time. Especially me. So how can we agree on something as complex as guns? But I'll tell you one thing, and for those of you who believe this, if you think that a government that imposes gun control on you, or in your, if you believe that that is what you actually need, if they gift you with gun control, if you mean that that equals they care about you, you are sadly mistaken. Now, right now, everybody is talking about what New Zealand is about to do. And there's an article that's running around. New Zealand is bringing on gun control after one mass shooting. Why doesn't America value its citizens in the same way? And it makes the case that refusal to pass gun control is somehow less caring. That our country doesn't value its citizens because it doesn't take away our rights. But let's look at some of the arguments, shall we? But nearly 30 years later, the gun conversation in America is very different, including suicide deaths. Over 40,000 Americans die each year due to guns. We can make many valid arguments about the need for better mental health care for veterans when 22 commit suicide a day, or even for combating gang violence in inner cities. These are undoubtedly very important issues, but what they have in common is the way in which they are exacerbated by the unrestricted availability of guns to criminals, domestic abusers, violent felons, and violent men in our country. The part, of course, that they leave out is that, you know, criminals and violent felons don't go to gun shops. They don't buy guns and go through a background check. Every one of these people they're talking about, domestic abusers, violent men, All of these people are restricted people. They can't buy guns. Seriously, those laws have been on the books for years. And you know what? They don't work. They don't work for a criminal. We know that the laws don't work. And how do we know? Well, they've been on the books for years, and the bad guys just keep on getting guns. Even in states with universal background checks, they keep on getting guns. Even in cities where they're not allowed to have any guns, they get guns. The article goes on. Those who oppose responsible gun legislation claim that gun laws won't work because criminals will still find a way to get guns. By such logic, we shouldn't have any laws at all because, after all, criminals will break them. I'll ask such critics to consider that no one law is perfect. However, we can enact meaningful legislation to ensure criminals have a much more difficult time acquiring a gun, while the rest of us law-abiding citizens can still access them as the Constitution guarantees. Who can honestly claim that domestic abusers and violent felons deserve easy access to firearms? No one has ever done that. No one. I have never gotten out there and said, well, you know, one of my lamentations of life is that rapists can't buy a gun. Murderers can't buy a gun. People who urinate on the sidewalk cannot buy a gun. All of these people should be able to buy a gun because, you know, feelings. The problem here is that the logic, well, it's the logic they're employing that precedes the question. Because the reason gun control's failure should disqualify it as an option is simple. Laws like murder and robbery apply to all. They are there so they can be used to punish the bad people who break these laws. They don't have any impact on law-abiding people who don't do that kind of thing. Gun laws don't work that way. We already know criminals will continue to get guns. We have the Department of Justice's study to show that. They're going to get guns, but gun laws inhibit law-abiding citizens' ability to get guns. You know, the people who haven't done anything wrong and wouldn't do anything wrong. And that's where the difference lies. A difference anti-gunners continue to ignore. But this article continues. Meaningful gun laws work, and the world is the evidence. After the 1987 Hungerford mass shooting that left 16 dead, England enacted meaningful gun reform. England has experienced one mass shooting since. Well, how many did they have before that one? None. Zero. Before 1987, there wasn't a single freestyle mass shooting anywhere in England. To claim that the laws enacted by the British work is to ignore the fact that precisely as many mass shootings have occurred after the law was passed as occurred before its passage. Same thing could be said for Australia. We, as gun advocates, pro-freedom advocates, whatever you want to call us, I'm not concerned with gun violence, knife violence, trash can lid violence. I'm not concerned with the ways of violence and the tools of violence. I'm concerned with violence. Right? Britain has more violent crime by a factor of 5 than we do. We have an average of 412 violent crimes per 100,000. They have 2,000 violent crimes per 100,000. And whoever's out there quoting this particular thing, they're out there, well, you know, they haven't had one since then. They passed a meaningful gun control. Well, you know what? There's no moral high ground for being kicked to death. Well, at least in England, you didn't get shot and killed. You were just kicked to death after a soccer match. Oh, I'm sorry, football. None of their gun control touches on the rising violent crime rate in the UK. And right now, the criminals don't have to worry about armed citizens fighting back. But let's go back to Australia. After the 1995 Port Arthur mass shooting left 35 dead, Australia enacted responsible gun legislation. Australia has experienced zero mass shootings since. You mean other than the Hunt family murders where the man killed his wife and his three children? Because that's the definition of a mass shooting. Three or more killed in a single location. It qualifies. Although that would also qualify under familicide. So, somebody's getting a little selective with their definition so they can cherry pick data. And there was a similar rampage killing just last year as well. That's two. And that doesn't even touch the 2014 Sydney hostage crisis that left three people dead. I'm skipping that one because that one was accidental and one of them was the gunman. After the article continues, after the Dunblane primary school mass shooting left 18 dead, Scotland enacted meaningful gun reform. Scotland has experienced zero mass shootings since. And they didn't have one before that. It's impossible to look at the response to an isolated incident and claim the laws are why no other events have happened when it wasn't a common occurrence. After the 2009 Winnenden school shooting left 16 dead, Germany enacted reasonable gun legislation. Germany has experienced only one mass shooting since. And again, they weren't exactly common then. They were more common than in Scotland, but there were also mass shootings in 2002, 1983, 1964. To say the law has stopped them is probably a bit premature. One thing they're not mentioning, of course, is all of the Euro Muslims that are there now, which there's going to be an uptick very shortly. Watch. Just watch. So there's no evidence that this response worked. These were all knee-jerk reactions. Gun control isn't caring or valuing citizens. It's treating them like children who can't be trusted with a toy because someone else did something wrong. So stop pretending, please, that you have my best interests at heart. You don't. I know why you don't want me to have guns. And I know that you know that I know. You don't want me to have guns because you've got some other stuff in store for me and people like me. You want to turn people like me and me into criminals so you can feel better about yourself, so you can feel morally superior. Or if I'll just roll over and let you have everything you want to just tax me to death. Right? You want to take everything I got, right? I think so. We're coming up on hour number 3, and it's Wednesday, so coming up next is Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.